Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord that He's mightily moving by His Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to each of His people. Sometimes people look at the offices that God has called, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And then they call the regular people lay people, but really, we're all part of the body of Christ. And sometimes people that are not called to the fivefold ministry are very strategic. Remember, we all have the same rights and privileges as Jesus. We can put something in motion at our will. We can, whatever we pray, our prayers avail much. We just have to learn that it's true. It's not like cold religion would suggest that God only hears the prayers of the elite. But in God's house, there are no elite. Some people just have callings. They have something specific to do. And God don't, for whatever reason, He don't call everybody to the fivefold ministry. Or maybe He will under certain circumstances, but if anybody just draw near to the Lord and love Him, their life can be strategic and they're going to be rewarded. You know, when it came to the functions, one of them was called helps. Now, when you, in life, you can, if you go about doing good, there's always some good that you can do. And if you want to be busy in ministry and do something, and I know how it felt. I wanted to just do something for Jesus. My gratitude was great. And I saw that He loved mankind, and I knew He was going to do good to people. And I wanted people to experience the wonderful life that I was experiencing. And I wanted to do something for the Lord. So me and some other guys, we used to clean up the church. It's always something good to do. Not only that, it's about love. Whatever, you know, you want to be a blessing to people, and you see God got other ministers out there, there are ways you can help them. And on the radio a lot, I say, if these broadcasts bless you, share them with other people. That's what I need more than anything. I want the word to get out there. That's more important to me than the finances that people always desire. I don't do commercials. I don't try to sell anything. I don't even advertise my own business on the radio. It's strictly to get the word out there. That's the number one goal. And when people are welcome to give, of course, but the main thing is get the word out there. We got to get people, get the word in people's hearts for this thing to work right. In order for God to come back to a glorious church, the glorious church got to be busy doing what God said do. I was listening to Chuck Missler yesterday. He did a teaching on Easter. And you know, Easter is a blend, you know, the Roman Catholic Church did this, or in the days of the Roman Empire. Easter has nothing to do with biblical things. Not the word Easter. It comes from the word Esther. Not Esther in the book of Esther in the Bible, but it was a pagan religion that they blended with Passover. And the word Easter is written in the Bible because it was interpreted that way. But it was actually Passover. It's really a resurrection day. And so, a lot of things, some things are just attacks. You know, they tried to blend the pagan holidays with the Christian holidays so people would just get along. And this has been going on for a long time. people are trying to leverage you into doing things just to just get along. But you have to live the light of God's word. Jesus said, let your light shine. You don't have to go out and start arguments with people. Some people don't know these things, so it's almost pointless to try to argue with them over things that happened a long time ago. And when they say Easter, they mean the Christian holiday. They don't even know about the pagan portion of it, how the name Easter originated. But nevertheless, the attack was, this serves us to know that the early church was under attack, and just like you are under attack and pressure not to let your light shine. Jesus said, let your light shine, but because people will be pressured not to let their light shine. Some people, everybody don't want to know God, but Jesus, but those that love God do. So, in other words, live the light of God's word anyway. And then when, as people grow, you can explain history better. Now, as we follow God and go forward, you find out that you can do all things through Christ. That you, your voice, is, it matters. And you don't have to be the elite to function. Every child of God has a voice. And they have, you know, they have all the rights and privileges of Jesus Christ. Jesus said something that a lot of people skip over. The greatest prophet was John the Baptist. And then he said something very interesting. He said, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now think about that for a while. Then in Revelation, he said he hates the works of the Nicolaitans. And I didn't understand that. Nicolaitan means nothing to me because I speak English. I don't speak Greek. So I did research. And it was power over the people. Power over the laity. And that's what I'm talking about. God hates it. Yeah, but you're an apostle. You're greater. No, I have a calling to serve. And even the prophets have a calling to serve, but all of us are washed in the blood. I'm not better than somebody that hadn't been called to the ministry. We have the same responsibility to love, just like Jesus does. If we can do that, we can do anything. If you can love like Jesus loved you, you can do anything else. Everything, if you can follow the protocols of the love of God, my friend, you can do anything. If you can master that, you can master everything. And I mean everything. You can be perfect just like God. Peter said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God, the perfection of God is only attained through the love of God. It's the love of God that caused us to believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. He told Pilate that his sheep, his people, are those of the truth. The people of truth hear him. Everybody that's of the truth hears him. People that's not of the truth, they don't hear him. Some people are not of truth. But when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, everybody that's of the truth, their ears perk up. They come to life. They come to life. And they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Some people that are so-called elite, they need to get saved. Some of them are tares. Some of them are backslidden to the point that they need to get saved. They can sin without, and the Holy Spirit can't even get their attention anymore. They have no ambition to do what's right. They used to, but they fell in love with the world somewhere. And they can't hear when the Holy Spirit would convict them. They stop paying attention to that. They have no fear of God. So while they walk around in a pious state, they need to get saved. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. What is going on? Many people will come to Jesus saying, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, I never knew you. Apart from me, you work iniquity. And they'll try to defend themselves, saying, we cast out demons in your name. We gotta be your people. We preach your word. We gotta be your people. We work miracles. We gotta be your people. What's going on? They confused. Said, depart from me, I never knew you. It's of the heart. We believe in the heart. If you believe in the heart, you fulfill all of the ceremonial laws, all of them, because they are road signs that point to Jesus. You got Jesus, you got the destination. And if you live according to the living love of God, it's just like John said in 1 John, you can't sin. You can't fill your heart with the love of God, and the word of God is the knowledge of God, and you fill your heart with his love and his knowledge, and then go out and rob a bank. That's not going to happen. You can't fill your heart with the love of God, hear me good, the living love of God, and lust after somebody else's wife. Because the knowledge of love would restrain you from it. The bondage of love would stop you. You got to have a level of hatred, enough of it to override the living love of God. And to fear God, you got to have enough hatred to ignore the convicting voice of the Holy Spirit, the fear of God. And if your heart is filled with the love of God, there's not enough hatred to do something like that. And you don't, because you don't want to. You don't have to pressure yourself into keeping the Ten Commandments when your heart is filled with the living love of God. So people of truth hear Jesus, and nothing's going to stop them. You don't have to use gimmicks and tricks and coaxing people into the kingdom. If you got to do all that, the people need to get saved. You don't have to coax anybody into the kingdom of God. Preach the truth, and people that want the truth will come, and they won't let anything stop them. Why did we clean up the church every Friday night? We didn't have to do that. We were not getting paid. We wanted to do something for God. We could have been watching TV. We could have been watching a football game or baseball game in the summer. We could have been doing anything we wanted to do. But we wanted to serve God. Why would we go out of our way to do that? We wanted to serve. The love of God is active. Active love wants to do something. You don't fill your heart with the love of God and go rob a store. It just don't happen. When people attempted to do that, they need to get saved. They need to fall in love with God and be people of truth. And it takes stamina to walk the walk of life, because when you have a heart to love God, the enemy is trying to work from the outside in. And he always does. He's trying to get his will on the inside of you. But you don't have to fall for his deceptive tricks. Filling your heart with the word of God will help you not only counter his attacks, but master the attack. The word of God gives you the mastery. It always does, and it always will. And to make everything easy, if fill your heart with his word, which is his love, which is the knowledge of his love, and you'll have the wisdom and understanding. Understanding will form in the process of receiving life and acting on it. And it's going to get easier. The Lord told me to fight till you win and live in victory. And he told me that at a time I was tired of fighting. I said, how long do I have to fight like this? He said, fight till you win and live. live in victory. So I had a goal to finish the fight, live in victory. Finish the fight, I'm the winner, live in victory. Then while I was living in victory, I learned some things. I remember all the problems and questions I had from the fight. And I asked the Lord, how do I kill every form of temptation? How do I stay living according to the peace and joy of the Lord in this evil world? And I started seeing the world for what it was. And the Lord showed me what to watch out for. And he would tell me what the enemy was up to. It works. Then I could master my life. And every child of God can do that. We have a heritage, folks. And our heritage is the same victory that Jesus bought for us. Jesus gave us the victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. We can't lose. And every child of God is equally important. And if God graces you with the ministry calling, anything, you can use that ministry calling. You can use the gifts of God to advance the kingdom of God. When I was listening to Chuck Missler yesterday, he pointed out something. While the disciples were sleeping in the Garden of Gethsemane, the soldiers were up all night trying to kill Jesus. And that's been the pattern ever since. While the church is sleeping, that's when the tares come on in the door. When you're not paying, see, when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and you preach his word as it is and you let your light shine, the tares, they'll stay away. They can't get a foothold, and they're already uncomfortable around the glory of God. So when the glory of God comes, they want out. They don't want to go to church. Women used to wonder, how come my husband stay at home? And sometimes the wife stay at home. They don't want to be in the glory of God. But when there's compromise, then there's camouflage. When there's camouflage, that's when the tares come in, according to the parable. And then when that happens, other things happen. Tares get in the pulpit. Tares get married people. So now the man that married a tare, and then everybody thinks she's a child of God till the fangs come out, and then she divorce him, make everything look bad, make him look bad, mar his. Same thing with me, with our man. A woman marry a man, and he's a tare, and they cause more trouble, divide more churches. They divide it in every way you look at it. It's weird. But when people are awake and doing their job and praying, then they advance and not the enemy. And this is our heritage to advance. That's the point. Everybody is equal in him, and everybody has a voice, and everybody is designed by God himself to advance just like Jesus. And it's time now for us to advance. And it's really time for Jesus to come back. So whatever you do, make it count. Till next time, remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.